Hello, ladies and gentlemen. WAIP is on the air, the informational celebrational podcast recorded live to bring you hilarious moments, wacky commercials, and... all right, who crossed out the words meaningful content?
I hate labels.
Yeah!
My mother never used labels. Instead of PB&J, all I got was whatever looked closest. You ever have a Crisco and what turned out to be expired beet sandwich?
Damn it, Gene. I thought I could actually do my job without your usual unusualness. Ladies and gentlemen.
And everything in betweens.
Yes, the mournful Gene Lavender.
Good evening and good grieving, everyone. Did someone say my name?
Yeah!
What the hell is this?
Someone no one asked to be here.
Sounds like someone else I know.
I'm a welcome presence, like a water stain that looks like Mr. T. This guy's been jacking my thunder since I sadly slunk into this crazy existence. He's dangerous like a scorpion and seductive like Mothra.
Aw, come on, don't be like that, little bro-bot. Little bro-bro. Hi there, I'm Gene. Gene Lavender. I'm this crazy knucklehead's big brother.
Yes, we were womb mates. He was born 2 minutes early, and I was late to the party.
But, how are you both named Gene Lavender?
Short story made long. My mother suffered from memento disease, and she could only afford 1 to 2.
You got that right, Robano. Me, I'm a suave sophisticate with a super-duper sense of a panache, while this one chose the garbage life.
Perhaps it is a garbage life, but it's my garbage life. It is who I am. I am the mournful Gene Lavender. Then you, sir, you are the scornful Gene Lavender. But I still love you. Come here, brother, and sing a tune with me.
Why I'd be honored. How about something with a melody?
I know just the thing. This little ditty is called, quite appropriately, Careless Love. Maestro! Oh, love! Oh, love!
Careless love.
Oh, love, 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 love,
love.
You got me like a stone on the creek going down the road. But never will you say no to this rolling stone. Forevermore, your brother, your lover. Harmonica solo! That was awful! Bongo solo! I was the Lindbergh baby!
No, you weren't, you son of a bitch! It was me! You know it was me!
You never had the paperwork to say otherwise! We were scorned, we were stolen, we were millionaires! Millionaires!
Millionaires.
I see you both share the same unique vocal styles.
Are you kidding me? My Brodo Baggins learned from the best.
I love you, scornful Gene. Don't ever come back. Good night, everyone. Thank you for making my awkward moment awkward moment.
And don't drink and
stop! Now we leave.
I'm glad you're finally back here. I can finally say to you what I've been waiting weeks to say. Just because you're a charming German doesn't mean I don't see through to you, to your evil caramel center, Glad Retner.
Hello to you too, Anita. I see you're still doing the I hate NPR thing, yeah?
Yeah. Welcome back, Hans.
I see you didn't bring back the intern you stole last time you were here.
Oh, you mean Jennifer. Oh, she's doing wonderfully with NPR. A real go-getter.
You'll pay for this. You'll all pay.
All right, take it easy.
It's fine, Christopher, I understand. When Gideon found out he wasn't nominated for our Wisconsin Broadcast Award this year, he was so loud, he was heard two rooms over. Oh, he was so angry.
Well, Anita was heard two city blocks away when she saw the nominees.
That's an exaggeration.
That's not what the police report says.
Well, at least that orange jelly bean didn't have his way. You still managed two nominees, though.
Yeah, our two up-and-coming talents. This is Katharina Helmstadt.
Hello. It is lovely to meet you both.
Okay. I can see why she got nominated.
Really, Christopher?
What? If you had the voice of a Soviet Scarlett Johansson, you'd be an instant nominee, too. Incidentally, how badly did the Avengers miss on that front?
You know the Black Widow? She is one of my favorite Marvel superheroes.
Katharina does a new NPR show entitled Comic Hooks, where she brings in guest rappers to freestyle their favorite comic book storylines.
That might very well be the greatest thing that has ever happened. Ever.
And this is Ashley Kelly. The man so confident and stable in his healthy masculinity that he can have two names traditionally associated with females, and no one ever makes fun of him for it.
It's so wonderful to be here. Anita, it is a real pleasure to meet you.
Oh, well, aren't you just... Wow, okay. The most handsome...
Oh. Oh, you are too kind. Thank you so much. Thank you. So we're going to be having some sort of competition today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is a tradition. Our Milwaukee branch of NPR will meet with the WAIP the week of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards, and the nominees from both stations will share the airwaves.
They will co-host a show with a random topic, and the listeners will decide the winners.
And I understand that WAIP has never won.
That is accurate, regrettably.
And this year, it seems unlikely to change with only one nominee to our two.
We have faith in Eric.
And winning isn't important, anyways. It's making the world a better place. Mm.
I really want to hate you, but somehow that just makes you more charming. Yeah.
That is so kind of you to say. Thank you.
Well, we will see you later this afternoon. Auf Wiedersehen.
We need to win that personality off.
And just how do you propose we do that?
The same way everyone wins, Christopher. We're going to cheat.
It's time once again for your daily financial report on WAIP. The Dow is up, the Nasdaq is down, and the S&P is sideways today. There are a bunch of numbers on here, but they don't seem to be that important. Oh, and a chart. No idea what that means, but it does look organized. Here are the stocks to invest in right now. Goldman Sachs, Apple's, IBM, Encyclopedia, Nutflax, and Southwest Airlines. Sell everything else. And it says if you have a stock in InferiorFlix to just burn it. But that's all the financial news you need for now. Check back tomorrow for more insider tips on WAIP.
Welcome back to the Waffler Radio Hour. On this special edition, we are going to be getting into the best types of syrup and when it is appropriate to eat your waffles dry. Before we get to that, though, I am joined by a very special guest to get to the bottom of a very important and very controversial topic. Please welcome to the program, Pancake Paul.
Great to be here, Waffler. I'm glad you finally decided to let a breakfast authority join you on your program.
See, that's the problem with you pancake folks. You think you're better than everyone else.
We are the quintessential breakfast food, the perfect vessel for any syrup, great with a full meal or alone, and you can cook pancakes on a normal stove.
Waffles can be prepared in many different locations.
Oh, you mean a waffle iron. How many of you billionaires have one of those just laying around? Waffle irons are gifts you give your in-laws because you hate them.
That's the pancake agenda, isn't it? Spread disinformation. Well, it won't work. Everyone knows you can also make waffles in a toaster.
A toaster? You might as well be eating toast.
How dare you?
Face it, waffles are just deformed pancakes. It's the same batter. The same batter!
Waffles took pancakes and elevated them to the highest art in breakfast craft. Waffles are the breakfast pinnacle. Pancakes are just second banana.
Oh, don't you bring bananas into this!
Why not? Just get some peanut butter and now it's you who's toast!
I'll kill you!
No, I'm gonna get you! Come here, you!
Hello, Radioland. Eric Stamberg here. As a celebrity, people often ask me about my background. My answer always includes my education from Wisconsin Technical College. Unlike other tech schools where you can get lost in a large student body and a vast array of valid courses, Wisconsin Tech's curriculum is focused for those with limited talents. Just listen to these great endorsements from other Wisconsin Tech students.
When I first heard about WizTech, I thought it was about drugs. Then I found out tech was short for technology, and I immediately got excited. You can learn about anything from mobile phone use or a lot of other things. Technology is here in the world to stay. I mean, that's pretty much proven by now. So if you want to learn about technology, why not go to a school with tech in their name, WizTech. I remember they have a pretty good cafeteria. And I heard they have a library where you can go and study and stuff. So that's cool.
If ever there was a place where you could go to learn about the real world, Wisconsin Tech is it. I attended Wisconsin Tech for almost 6 weeks before I was banned from the campus for spreading fascist propaganda. Liberals are the hated class! But anyway, even during my short time at Wisconsin Tech, I could tell they were a quality socialist breeding institution. I recommend Wisconsin Tech for all of you so you can learn about all the Marxist-sympathizing brainwashed population.
Hey, big shout out to all my bitches along the river. Watch out for the drifters, my fellow water rats. Hey, Pamela, did you find your bra yet? What? Wisconsin what? Oh, right. Wisconsin Tech is a school. You can go there, I guess, and learn and probably take classes from men in their 40s with beer guts who never had the ambition to really do anything with their lives except jerk off to the internet speed. What? Oh, okay. I recommend Wisconsin Tech. Whatever. Can I have my 10 bucks now?
I'm Eric Stanberg, paid professional, and I'm proud to give Wisconsin Tech my stamp of approval. Hey, is that a Sennheiser or a Shure?
My name is Claude Topple. Despite my desire to help others, I was born with a habit for making things worse. After a bizarre hammock incident, I was endowed with unreliable supernatural powers. I have vowed to change my worsening ways to help Sanguine City and earn the respect of the woman I love. I am the Listener.
After the incident involving the giant eye from another dimension, Sanguine City is steeped in chaos and destruction. Rosemary Potatoes, newly appointed mayor, is charged with returning the city to a livable residence.
Get me a resource list for the hospitals, and I need that damage report from the city's planner office yesterday. No one sleeps until Sanguine City is back on its feet. Understand? Come on, people, let's go!
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Oh, my toe!
I'm sorry, excuse me.
Hey, you tripped me.
Sorry, pardon me. Rosemarie!
Worsener? What are you doing here?
We should be together, Rosemarie. You know, now that we're gonna get married.
Claude, we are not, in any dimension, parallel universe, or drug-induced fantasy, ever going to get married.
Oh, Rosemarie. With your words, you have reached in my chest and plugged at my aorta.
Gross. Find your most unworsener-like way out of here. The city is a mess, and I don't have time for you.
Love cannot be shackled by time, Rosemarie.
Tell that to the thousands of people who need shelter and medical attention.
Thousands? That's Insanius.
Insanius?
The most incredulous of all insane things.
Okay.
Tim Danger told us we would tie the knot. And he's from the future, and that's the time after now. After now, and after now.
We will not be tying any knot. Not even a loop. I don't care what some pompous watch-wearing Nick Cage wannabe guy tells us. I don't even want to be around you. Why would I marry you?
I'm sorry, Rosemarie. I want to help, but I always make things worse. I'm kind of an oxytocin.
Do you mean oxymoron?
An oxymoron is something that has eight sides!
Claude. Have you even glanced around you? It's going to take months to get the city back on its feet. And your biggest concern is getting married?
Miss Mayor, ma'am, here's the damage report you asked for. I'm Abe. I'm a new intern. I was brought on just before the gigantic eye invaded. Wow, the worsener far out.
Thanks, Abe. Could you get the road status from the DOT for me?
For sure.
I could have done that, Rosemarie.
No. You're leaving. The sooner you're gone, the better.
Mayor Potatoes, would you like some coffee?
I'll get that.
Oh, my face! My face! Oh, God!
Oh, sorry! Sorry about that!
Oh, here's a handkerchief.
Oh, thank you, Abe.
Worsener! You are a risk to the entire city! The safety and security of Sanguin City is now my responsibility. As mayor, I order you to decommission yourself, or something will decommission you.
As if in cosmic answer to Mayor Potato's command, everyone in City Hall is suddenly blinded by an intense and furious twisting funnel of light. The light subsides, and in its place stood a figure 8 feet tall, covered head to toe with spiked armor. The figure turns and rests an icy stare at the Worsener.
Worsener, for the threat you pose to the inhabitants of Earth, I have come here from Iolozg to apprehend you. I-A-L-O-S-G. The Intergalactic Avenger League of Space Guardians. Iolozg! You have been observed and deemed to be a grave hazard. I have been sent here to apprehend you for placement in our interstellar penitentiary, where you will remain neutralized for the rest of your natural existence. My name is Vanquish, and you, Worsener, are now my prisoner.
That's Insanius.
Extreme happenings rear their ill-fated faces. Is this the Worsener's final worsening?
They haven't seen the worst of me yet.
Is Vanquish really who she says she is?
Oh, yes. Excuse me, I have a cold.
Oh, here's a handkerchief.
Will the word Insanius make its way into the lexicon? Find out on the next crumbling episode of The Worsener.
You take both of your hands and you just start mixing it together. Imagine the consistency of a glue stick that wants to be Play-Doh when it grows up. It's like you dipped your hands into something you weren't supposed to dip your hands into. It's like when your parents, when you were little and your parents were like, don't do that or else. And this is the or else. You're gonna get notes of beer and flour. And it is everything you put in there, it's literally just gonna stick. You can play the game of gravity, but gravity will win. Actually, you're going to be the winner. I'm not very good at sports unless I'm watching the pack. The trick to getting it off of your fingers is figure it out on your own. and then comment on my website so that I can follow what you've done. This is a learning experience for each of us. You're going to want to keep doing this until there's no more granular bits at the bottom of the bowl.
Welcome back. Before the break, we had begun discussing our topic of the day, cheating, and why it's unethical. Eric, your thoughts?
I don't really have a problem with cheating, Katniss. Sometimes you just have to do whatever it takes.
But couldn't you argue that by the constraints of the rules, you're doing more than it takes?
No, Ashley, I don't think you can.
I think he just did, Eric.
And furthermore,
we need to even the playing field here. Oliver, go find me someone they won't recognize to put in on our side.
But we only had one nomination.
Only one nomination for personality. But we had two nominations. Sam, one of our former editors, was nominated for Best Audio Production.
But Sam doesn't work here anymore.
But those soothing plebs at NPR don't know that, do they? So go find me someone to take over.
But...
Now!
Okay. Fine. Where am I going to find someone they won't recognize? Outside! Excuse me. Sir? Could I trouble you
Florida NAC's human founder! Good thing that government didn't catch a microwave.
Oh, God, it's you. Please don't hurt me.
Oh, no, you were a hobo's gun girt, aren't ya? Hobo hurts all the children. How can hobo help you?
I need to find another co-host for the show, but I can find someone else.
For hobo can cut call it Justin. Justin, don't be curving the phone number to the Phoebe King.
What? Wait! Come back! You can't be in there! Don't go in the studio.
And it appears we're being joined by someone else in the studio now. Who are you?
Hello, I'm Hobo Sam, here to help WAIP and my friend Eric Stanberg host to host.
Glad to have you, Sam.
So, Sam, the topic of the day is cheating and its morally relativistic repercussions.
Thanks so much for that recap, Ashley, but I would argue cheating isn't morally relativistic. We, as a society, have condemned cheating ethically. What is really at issue in regards to relativism is what constitutes cheating.
Interesting. So, how would you define cheating?
Well, I don't think it's cheating if you pay for it.
I'm inclined to agree. If the consequences of your action cause an equal amount of disadvantage, then the offset would provide a level playing field.
But wouldn't the initial infraction still count as cheating?
I believe Eric was referring to prostitution. But one thing is certain, no one is going to cheat you out of the rest of this fair competition. We'll be right back after the break.
After the Heartless Greetings Hall of Fame special Inferior Flicks Blink... Wow, good work. After the Heartless Greetings Hall of Fame special, Inferior Flicks brings you all 8 hilarious seasons of Robot Roommate.
Mandy, these are my roommates, Jade, Linda, and Robot Roommate.
Robot Roommate? Oh my God, you have a robot for a roommate?
Yes.
Well, what's his name?
Robot Roommate. Robot Roommate, this is our friend Mandy.
Die, you nasty scum.
Somebody check Robot Roommate's wiring, please. He's got friendly crossed with harmful again.
You almost cut me in half.
Sorry, these things happen.
Relive all the adventures of Kelsey, Linda, Jade, and Robot when you watch all 184 episodes of Robot Roommate.
Robot Roommate, you have to clean out the shower when you're done. The whole tub is rusty.
Robot Roommate, we need your share of the rent.
Sell one of my brains.
No, you kind of need those. Oh, you'll have to get a job.
No one is hiring metal.
Linda, you had sex with robot roommate?
So? It's better than walking in on him having sex with the dishwasher all the time.
Well, at least he's having sex with his own kind.
You have such a conservative, narrow view of love.
Robot roommate got food poisoning.
But robot roommate doesn't eat.
I know.
So how did he get food poisoning?
He ate food and got food poisoning. He went to the robot mechanic to get cleaned out.
For a robot, robot roommate is pretty dumb.
Robot roommate might be a failure at life, but he's still a success at friendship.
Robot roommate, you're a pain in our necks, but we couldn't imagine life without you.
You make my sensors rattle, but science rules.
Don't miss every bleeping, whirring, clicking episode of Robot Roommate, only on Inferior Flicks.
Schmitz & Giggles is a new LLC in town with Patrick Schmitz at the helm. Patrick is in his seventh year as the theater teacher at Brown Deer High School. He worked as the lead improvisation coach at First Stage Children's Theater for 20 years, has performed slash taught for Comedy Sports, and worked as the co-producer for the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. He has written and produced 10 plays in the Milwaukee area that have also been optioned for use in Kenosha and surrounding area schools. He is also the founder slash artistic director for a guerrilla theater operation called Sketch 22. He loves spending time with his wife, Courtney, his friends, his family, and of course, his two dogs, Rufus and Rufus. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, your name is all over this thing, this Schmitz and Giggles thing.
Yeah.
It's literally your last name, plus your writer and producer and director.
Yep.
That's okay. I know another guy whose name is all over everything he does. He's like a reverse Beetlejuice. You have to say his name three times. Anyways, tell us a little bit about Schmitz and Giggles and the getting started. It is the new LLC in town.
The LLC kind of came a little bit too late. I've been doing this for a while. And
oh, geez. Should we start at the beginning?
Sure.
All right. I like starting here at the end, but let's start at the beginning. Where'd you get your start, Patrick?
The first show I put on was a parody of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer called Rudolph the Pissed-Off Reindeer. And I just kind of wrote it to write, because I love writing, and I didn't know what I was going to do with it, and then it got staged, so I was like, oh, this is fun, and I figured let's keep doing this, and I like writing, and I like putting shows up, so about 10 years later, we figured we might as well get an LLC and make this thing legit, now that we're moving to a bigger venue, because the people of Marcus asked me to come to their space and put on my shows there, which is... I was shocked when I got the email, but delighted, obviously. And so we're just kind of making it a little bit more professional at this point.
All right. So now we've gone from the beginning straight on to the end,
yes,
which is the surprise at the center, which is the Marcus thing. But let's go back to the middle and talk a little bit about your Shakespeare work. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. That also started as just a sense of writing just to write. My experience with Shakespeare was it intimidated the hell out of me for so long. And I needed a way that I could get interested in it. So what I did was first learn the story, and then being surrounded by so many Shakespeare lovers at First Stage, it just kept encouraging me. I got to know more about this guy's work. And the more I learned, the more I realized why he is so amazing.
Yeah, and he's pretty famous.
Yeah, yeah.
At Shakespeare.
Yes.
Yeah, I keep hearing about him. It's really his year. I feel like he's like the sloth of this year. You know how sloths are big?
Sure.
It was hedgehogs 2 years ago. We had a hedgehog once. He was a real jerk. Sorry, what were you saying about Shakespeare? We had a stressful day.
So it started.
Have you ever had an opossum in your yard?
Never.
All right.
Never.
They eat a lot of ticks. Did you know that? Like 5,000 a year.
Really?
Yeah, they're a really important part of the ecosystem. I don't think any of them appear in any Shakespeare work. Do you write a lot of Shakespeare? Any opossums or hedgehogs in
Not
there?
Not that I know of. Rhinoceros was in the Scottish play. That's the only... That was that fun fact we gave
That's
out
right.
in that show.
It's the only time that he references the rhinoceros,
Correct,
right?
Yes.
All right, great. You know hedgehogs are going extinct?
Tell me more.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Who is the Shakespeare guy again?
So... So that started as a school project I was doing with my students where we
were... Wow, rhinoceroses are going extinct too. Sorry, I just connected that in my brain. You were talking about Shakespeare.
Yes, trying to. So what? That started as a project, and as we were dissecting the story, my mind just kept going to comedic bits, and I was like, well, we obviously can't do that. This is not the time nor the
place.
Yeah,
it's really annoying when somebody is trying to have a serious conversation about Shakespeare, and somebody just keeps interrupting with comedic bits. It's the most annoying thing that I, for one, as a professional broadcaster, our hedgehog's name was Harley. Did I tell you that? Because he was a hog? Sorry, yeah. But anyway, what were you saying?
That makes sense. So...
Shakespeare ever write about hogs?
Probably mentioned in King Lear. There's a lot of animals in that one.
Probably a lot in Lear?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's the one about the old guy with the daughters?
Old guy and the daughters, you are correct.
Sure,
yes.
Great. Like Petticoat Junction, but different?
So it started as a project with my students. And
Petticoat
it,
Junction started as a... with your students?
No. What is Petticoat? I've heard that a few times in the last few weeks.
What's that? Oh, we're interviewing the Petticoat Junction guy next week. Okay. I'm sorry, my intern left. Shakespeare.
Yes.
King Lear.
Right.
You're writing these shows. You call them the comedies of, and then the name of the show.
Yep.
Right? And then kinda, sorta.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Great. What ones have you done, and who is your favorite person who acted in all of them?
Oh, wow. You want the list first, and then...
You're in charge of this interview.
So, the first one we did was Romeo and Juliet, then we did Hamlet, then we did Othello, then we did the Scottish play, and I just finished first draft of King Lear. So that's probably scheduled for 2020.
All right.
Man, favorite actor who's been in all four and probably scheduled to play King Lear in 2020.
I mean, if you need to narrow it down to just people who are in this room, that's fine. Anyways, so you said something interesting about something that's going on at the Marcus Center coming up. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? That sounded exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting just on a personal level for me because I do remember the moment maybe 10 years ago, somewhere in that realm where I did pass that theater, and I just thought, man, someday I want to have my shows there. And the fact that I was teaching a workshop there for the Marcus over the summer, and then that kind of relationship turned into, hey, what about those Shakespeare parodies you do? Would you ever consider bringing those to our space? It's like, what? Yeah, you know that I do those? Sure, yeah, I'd love to. And so we're collaborating on that, and we're scheduled to do Romeo and Juliet in August of this year.
All right, so you'll be rebounding Romeo and Juliet at the Marcus Performing Arts Center, and I hear that that is August 8th through the 10th, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
All right, fantastic. Speaking of which, you got a whole bunch of other stuff coming up, because this is just the Shakespeare part.
Yes.
We could talk about your improv part and your sketch part and all that other stuff for hours, but I don't want to. So, you got a show coming up on March 2nd. Tell us a little bit about that one.
This is a really fun collaboration that we've done in the past once. We're doing it again, where we have a bunch of improvisers come together, and they do a bunch of improv for about 2 hours, and a bunch of writers sit and take notes and get ideas of characters and just kind of maybe a fun premise, whatever it might be. And then the writers spend a weekend in a cabin, and we write a pretty much a one-act play off of the improv that we saw. And then we bring it back, and the improvisers come back and are the actors in the show. Ideally, that's what we do. Obviously, we lose a few people here and there due to schedules, but... yeah, so that's March 2nd. That'll be at Comedy Sports.
Comedy Sports.
Yeah.
And that is called Party the Prom Edition, correct?
Yes.
All right, so March 2nd at Comedy Sports. Patrick, real quick, what's unique about you in the Milwaukee theater scene?
Oh, man. Unique. I was told in this cabin retreat we did, I was told what made me unique. It was actually one of those really cheesy getting to know you things. And a man by the name of Doug Jarecki, his question was to me of what made me unique. He said, I am okay with people's flaws, and I welcome those people in, whereas people be like, oh, you're not talented, you're not funny, get out of here. I'm the kind of person who brings that person in and like, well, let's work on this. And if you want to get better, let's work together to get better. And so it's just a matter of trying and doing as opposed to saying and wishing. It's like I make that stuff happen. So I thought that was a That was a nice compliment.
Awesome. So you're okay with things that are imperfect?
Absolutely.
Great. I feel better about that petticoat junction tangent. All right. So Patrick Schmitz is the leader of the Schmitz and Giggles, a new LLC in town. His next show is on March 2nd. That is Party the Prom Edition at Milwaukee's Comedy Sports. We just had the Sketch 22 Sketch Fest that raised over $400 for the charity of Canine Cupids. Also in March, from the 1st to the 10th, Romeo and Juliet will be remounted by the Lakeside Players, correct? Mm-hmm. In Kenosha. But if you want to see a number of the original Milwaukee production and some new cast, Romeo and Juliet, kind of, sort of, the comedy of, will be at Marcus Performing Arts Center's Vogel Hall from August 8th to the 10th. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thank you.
And kicking off the top of the hour with WAIP Sports, I'm your host, Craig, here to set the record straight. Boxing isn't the sweet science. Professional curling is. You don't want to hear it? Tough. Take your medicine, let the rubble clear, and then you can tell me that I'm right. And while we are off subject, can we agree that Pete Rose has contributed more to stylish haircuts than baseball? It's simple math, folks. Remember the bowl cut boom of 76? Well, ask your grandparents. And while you're at it, ask them to tell you of the days of yore, way back when sports mattered. Players today can't even stick with one sport, and it's a disgrace. Now with your Bo Jacksons, your Michael Jordans, your Deion Sanderses, who knows who plays what anymore? It's too much cross-pollination. All I'm saying is you don't play polo on a dressage horse. Let's take some calls.
You're a bad, bad dog, dog. You're a bad, bad dog. Get yourself together, dog. Your bark is worse than your growl. We don't need a hero, dog. We just need you on the prowl. Please don't cry foul. You're a bad, bad dog, dog. You're a bad, bad dog. You don't run, you don't hide. You got attitude, your morals are skewed. But you're okay in my eyes. You're a dog investigator. You're a hound, not a gator. You can find anything and anyone. You can sing and you can have fun. Like this, ow! Like this, ow! You're a bad, bad dog, dog. You're a bad, bad dog. It's another dead dog. Come on, dog. Let's go see if we can help.
Why would they care what I think?
Because you're a dog investigator. Don't you care about your fellow canines, dog?
Everyone dies, Nadia.
Not everyone has their life taken by a knife to the throat. That's another level of harsh.
He was just another mutt. No one will miss him.
Isn't there some piece of you that feels something about him?
Yeah. I'm happy it wasn't me.
You don't mean that.
What if I do?
Hey, Red. Thanks for meeting me.
I don't have a lot of time, Shannon. What do you want?
Can I get you a drink? Can I get another, please?
No. No thanks. I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, you said that. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just groovy. What the fuck do you want?
Wow, that is first-class model talk.
I'm not a model anymore. Not for 10 years.
Well, you still could model if you wanted to.
Sure. There's a lot of tenured science professors that exploit their bodies to sell lingerie and swimwear.
I'm just saying, you still turn a lot of heads.
Oh, as much as I'd love to talk about my soulless, abusive time in the modeling industry, please say that's not why you asked me here.
It's about Dog, Red. He's not been exactly right.
It's Dog. When has he ever been right? Since he was a pup, he's been a fucking pain in everybody's ass.
Jesus, Red. So fucking much for fond nostalgia, I guess.
Oh, shut up, Shannon. Just get to the fucking point.
This is different. He's gotten dark. He's more closed off than ever before. Conversation is like pulling teeth. He hates himself and me. It's like something has snapped inside of him.
I don't know what you think I can do. My degree is not in canine psychology, Shan.
No, I know, but you know Dog is not your average dog, and I
was happy to give you a heads up about Rick, but I'm not getting involved with you and your little rift with Dog. I am long done with that.
All right, fair enough. So what are you doing for dinner?
Shannon, please.
What?
I knew you had something up your sleeve. I'm not stupid. I'm not a klutz, and I'm not stupid.
Who says you're stupid? Klutz? Where did that come from? You are a respected science professor at a major university. Anyone who calls you stupid is just projecting their own insecurity.
Sorry. I've taken a lot of shit from a lot of people before, and I'm just not gonna do that anymore.
You shouldn't. It's just dinner, Red. I'm not asking you to have my fucking child.
Not yet. I thought we were all past that.
We are. We are. But we had something at one time, and
a long time ago. We were barely out of our teens. It was just a phase. I'm going now. Don't worry about Dog. He'll be fine.
Red, wait.
Don't call me again.
Where are you going, Dog?
I'm going away from you.
Yeah? What are you gonna do?
None of your afterlife business, Nadia.
You can't get away from me, Dog. I'm a piece of you, like a fifth leg.
There's someone I gotta see. And I don't want you there.
Oh, someone you gotta see. That's how it is, huh?
Get out. Go away. Get out of my head!
He's a dog investigator. He's a hound, not a gator. He can find anything and anyone. He can sing and he can have fun like this. Ow! You're a bad, bad dog, Dog. He's a bad, bad dog.
Let's pretend there are no more granular bits at the bottom. And you're going to take the cheese, which has been pre-cubed for me because I'm a professional. And you're going to surround the cheese with the bread so that you are basically wrapping a baby with a blanket. The cheese is the baby. The bread is the blanket. Every baby's dream come true. Once the bread is completely wrapped around the cheese, you're gonna put it in your not so sticky pan. Denise pre-portioned my cheese, but if you wanna add more, the website and recipe says you can feel free to do so. For you folks listening at home, normally I make way more eye contact when cooking these recipes, but my hands are basically cementing themselves to each other, and I gotta keep my focus where my focus needs to be. All right, so I have wrapped my bread and my cheese into the bundt cake pan, and I am now using tools like humans learned to do long ago to scrape my phalanges with the wooden spoon that we used to stir the bread mix in the beginning with. This is just a lost cause. What we're gonna have, it should look something like this.
Ooh.
Don't actually lift it, because as you can see, I'm now getting dough on the outside of the pan, which is something you don't want to do when it's cooking. Are you ready for the finished product?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's best served warm. Thanks, everyone. This is Packer Snackers Live, and I'm Randy.
Well, that sure was fun.
We lost for the 15th straight year.
Remember, Christopher, winning isn't everything.
I hate that I feel better when you say that. Why do I feel better when you say that?
Ashley is wonderful motivator of humans.
Look at him. So handsome and wholesome. Like if Chris Evans and Captain America, as played by Chris Evans, had love child.
That's it. That's exactly it.
So he's handsome and charismatic, but kind and pure. And you're a beautiful woman who likes comic books. You're both perfect!
We are three-dimensional people, Christopher. Please, don't simplify us so.
But you're very sweet.
So, have the two of you worked with Jennifer?
Oh, Jennifer Garcia-Stein? You know her. She is the most lovely soul.
She used to work here. How is she doing?
Well,
that doesn't sound good from Captain Rainbow.
That's not a real superhero.
But it is a very charming nickname. Thank you so much.
Your friend Jennifer did well at first, but now she does not seem happy.
She just seems bored all the time.
Like something is missing, you know?
It's almost as if she didn't realize what she really wanted until after she'd lost it.
And now she is filled with regret and is left with nothing but the choices she has made and no way out.
Other than that, she's doing fine.
A real go-getter.
Great! Well, I will probably give her a call soon. Completely unrelated to that very specific feeling you just described.
Oh, great. That's so thoughtful.
Eric, are you ready to go?
Yep. See ya, Chip.
Where are you going?
To the pre-awards cruise.
The what?
A good anchor never repeats himself. We're all going. Between that and the awards ceremony itself, we'll be gone a few weeks.
But you just missed a week of work, Eric!
Exactly. You were fine without me. What's another month or two?
Goodbye, Christopher. It was just a joy to meet you.
We will see you at the Woolly Bear later this year.
Anita!
This episode of WAIP was recorded live at Tandem Theater's 10th Street Theater Space in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. WAIP cast includes Beth Lewinsky as Anita Dwyer, Chris Good as Christopher DeWitt, Connor O'Hara as Eric Stamberg, Jared Lengwinski as Oliver Sanderson Barnes, Dennis Lewis as Tommy Stroud, Raven Dockery as Michaela Greer, David Sapiro as Craig Vance, Ava Bush as Judy, and Patrick Schmitz as George. We'd once again like to thank our guests from Pink Umbrella Theater, Katie Cummings. You can learn more about their amazing mission at pinkumbrellatheater.org. The interview portions of WAIP are written by Beth Lewinsky. Music for WAIP is by Adam Kudishad and Cole Heinrich. The Sports Blast was written by Casey Van Dam. The Worsener, Episode 4, was written by Matthew Conkle. Cast includes Zach Chirac as the Worsener, Marcus Beyer as the narrator, Hannah Esch as Rosemary, Brant Allen as Mayor Callis, Haley Hentz as the Citizen, and Chris Good as Time Ranger. Sound effects by Derek Buckles. Music for The Worsener is by Adam Kudishat. Dog Investigator Episode 3 was written by Matthew Conkle. Cast includes Raven Dockery as Nadia, Jim Donaldson as Dog, and Kyle Connor as Shannon. Sound effects by Derek Buckles. Music for Dog Investigator is by Adam Kudishat. Fop on Pop was written by Casey Van Dam and features Zach Thomas Woods as Sir Edith and Adam Kudishat as the Right Honorable Nigel. Music for Fop on Pop is by Adam Kudishat. Packer Snackers is written and performed by Robbie McGee. Food for Packer Snackers is prepared by Nicole Alley. Commercials for Robot Roommates were written by Casey Van Dam and Matthew Conkle. Cast includes Daniel Brin as Linda, Ava Bush as Jade, Amy Majeski as Kelsey, Edward Lupella as Robot, and Abigail Stein as Mandy. The music for Robot Roommate was adapted by Adam Kudichuk from Dietrich Buxtehude's Fugue in G Major. Commercials for Wisconsin Tech were written by Matthew Conkle. Cast includes Connor O'Hara as Eric Stamberg, and also features Kyle Connor, Tawny Thompson, Katie Cummings, Jim Donaldson, Jared Lengwinski, and Ray Perry. Music for Wisconsin Tech is by Adam Kudishat. Please subscribe to WAIP on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or anywhere else you can. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes. If you want to check out WAIP Live, our next recording is scheduled for February 24th at 7 p.m. at Tandem Theater's 10th Street Theater. All In is in the process of fundraising for this podcast and our upcoming season. We would love your support to keep projects like WAIP funded. To donate, check out gofundme.com/AIP-season4. WAIP is written and directed by Adam Kudishat. Assistant director is Madeline Wakely. WAIP's stage manager is Allison Kasrovich. Assistant stage manager is Nicole Alley. WAIP is executive produced by All In Productions and Alex Sherrell. Hey, that's me! All In Productions is a local nonprofit Milwaukee theater company dedicated to using local talent in challenging and creative performances of plays and musicals. All In is in its fourth season of shows and is committed to paying its performers and creative talent. You can follow All In Productions on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more information. Audio production of WAIP is by Adam Kudishat, Derek Buckles, JJ Gatesman, and Sarah Berger. Live audio engineering and sound effects are by Derek Buckles. Check out more of Derek's work at dbucklesdesign.com. WAIP's graphic designer is Cassie Pearson. Publicity photos are by Sarah Bale Photography. Equipment for WAIP is provided by QMusic LLC.